This week we have the privilege to read Parshas Beshalach. Shabbos, that's known as Shabbos Shira, really is a result of the beautiful and magnificent song that Klal Yisrael sang upon crossing the Red Sea, ultimately bidding farewell to their Egyptian oppressors and truly ready to embrace this next new chapter of their national existence. And the Shira begins, the song begins with a very simple phrase, Oz Yoshir Moshe Uvnei Yisrael Asashira Hazos LaHashem. It was then that Moshe and the Jewish people began to sing this song of praise to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Mefarshim, the commentaries, are all bothered by a basic question. The word Yashir is future tense. Why ultimately does it say Yashir as Yashir, then the Jewish people will sing? You should just simply say as Shar, then the Jewish people sang. What's the meaning of the word Yashir? And Rashi HaKadosh quotes the Medrash that explains Mikan Remez L'Tchias HaMesim, Remez L'Mashiach, here is some type of scriptural allusion to the future messianic redemption. This idea that this Shira, this song, alludes to the fact that hopefully one day very soon Mashiach will come and we will once again sing a beautiful song, sing beautiful Shira to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But Rabbi Yitzchak Berditchev in his Sefer Kiddush HaSlevi quotes from the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh. And the Baal Shem Tov quotes the Pasuk from Tehillim. The pasuk that we say every day, Hashem Tzilcha, we say in Lam Natzeach, Hashem Tzilcha, literally, Hashem is your shade. And the way we normally understand that pasuk is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu protects us, HaKadosh Baruch Hu watches over us. But the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh had a different understanding of it. He said, Hashem Tzilcha, Shehashem Yisbaruch Baruch Hu, Nisnahig Ima Adam Gamkin Kimo Hatzel. The Rebbe explains that perhaps the better way to define the word tzilcha is not necessarily shade, but rather to define it as a shadow. Hashem tzilcha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is my shadow, meaning that whatever I do in life, HaKadosh Baruch Hu responds to me in kind. The Ribono Shel Olam is my shadow. What I do is reciprocated by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When he says the following, Kimo shekoma sha'adam osa, gam hatzel osa. Whatever I do, my shadow does as well. Kinabori Baruch Hu misnahig ima adam gamkin kimoshu osa. So to HaKadosh Baruch Hu responds to me in kind based on the way I behave and what I do. Benimtza, therefore says the Rebbe, Kaasher Yisrael omru shira b'shas gulas Mitzrayim. When our ancestors, the Jewish people, recited this beautiful song at the time of their total salvation from Egypt. Azai oya HaKadosh Baruch Hu gamkin shar kiviyachol. When we sing, HaKadosh Baruch Hu sings too. When we sang after splitting the sea, HaKadosh Baruch Hu sang as well. V'hine yashir lashon yafilhu, v'chein perish haposak az yashir, kilomar sheyisra palu b'shirasam. So therefore says Rebbe, that's the meaning of the pasuk. As yashir Moshe v'nei Yisrael, when we sang, ultimately, we caused HaKadosh Baruch Hu to take action as well. Es HaShira HaZos LaHashem. When we sang our Shira, we caused a reflexive or a reciprocal action by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what it means, Yafil, Lashon Yafil. It's a Lashon ultimately that causes someone else to take action. Az Yashir Moshe Uvnei Yisrael. When we sang, Es HaShira HaZos LaHashem. We caused HaKadosh Baruch Hu to sing as well. Es HaShira HaZos LaHashem Kilomar, SheHaKadosh Baruch Hu Kiviyachol Gam Ken Yashir Es HaShira HaZos. When we sang our song, HaKadosh Baruch Hu sang with us as well. Leimor, Sheyu Omrim Sheyomar HaShem Yisparach, Gam Ken Es HaShir. The Rebbe says so beautiful, the name of the Baal Shem Tov, that Lashon of Yashir is a Lashon ultimately of causing someone else to take action as well. When we sang, we triggered divine Shira as well. Hashem Tzilcha, what we do in life, ultimately HaKadosh Baruch Hu mirrors and reciprocates back to us. And this is such an incredible Yisod, because so often we yearn for a relationship, we desire a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we want to have that closeness. But at sometimes we expect that closeness ultimately just to come to us. We sit back, we wait, we say, Ribono Shel Olam, I'm ready for it, lay it on me. I want to be close to you, I want to be in love with you, I want to have that deep connection. But what Hashem Tzilcha teaches us is that you get out what you put in. The Ribono Shel Olam is my shadow. So if I want to have a loving, passionate relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then I must invest in that relationship. And the Rebbe tells us that if I invest, That investment will pay incredible spiritual dividends. Because if I invest in my relationship with God, He will reciprocate that investment and He will invest in His relationship with me. Az Yashir Moshe of Bnei Yisrael. I want HaKadosh Baruch Hu to sing Shira. I have to sing Shira myself. I want a beautiful relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I must be willing to put in. And the Rebbe says, Hashem Tzilcha, if I put in, I am guaranteed that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will invest as well. Wishing you all a wonderful, beautiful, meaningful Shabbos Shira. Good Shabbos.